Well, hello everyone. We're back here with Marty Mulligan of Mullingar and Ancient Ireland Tourism. And today we're going to talk about the first day of Ancient Ireland Tourism's five-day journey into the real Ireland. So this is day one. And we have Marty Mulligan here. How are you doing, Marty?
Doing very good, Ted.
It's great. That's grand. So I think, you know, a lot of people think we come from America, we get off the red eye, and a lot of tour companies are just going to put us on the bus. We don't even check into the hotel. We're tired. We want to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah.
How is ancient Ireland tourism different?
Oh, it is different because what we're going to do is ease you into the first day. I've noticed this as well with some companies. Okay, I have met the people and they're pretty much exhausted after the first day. I understand that. I flew back from America once. I'm tired the next day. So what we want to do on your initial day, day one, could be a thing. You've had a late enough flight, late night, you're tired. We don't, are not regimental with your breakfast at 7 o'clock. So the breakfast will be served from the suits of your best. And we'll have a lie-in that morning. Then we take a 7-minute ride over to begin our journey once we're all watered and fed. And then we'll go to the Hill of Usna, which is the centre of Ireland, and begin our journey there. From there, once we have a time to settle in, and in a way, this will be an introduction into Ireland. We'll show you most of the country. So from there then, we have another short bus ride, 30, 40 minutes max, over to Loch Crew. Loch Crew is one of the oldest sites in the country. So we'll spend another bit of time there. We'll enter into the chamber where people sat 5,500 years ago. We'll view and discuss the artwork on the wall and what it means, and the sights and the views from there as well. And again, this will be one of the sites where we'll have the place pretty much to ourselves. So from there, we'll make our return journey back to Mayor's Courthouse, our country home, and probably, I'd say so, stop off in the local pub for a pint and then head back to the house for a nice big bowl of stew and sit in by the fire that night and just relax and tell some tall tales and have some songs and just ease our way into the journey.
So that sounds really good. We can get off the plane. We can actually take a shower, a short nap, you know, Settle into our rooms.
Absolutely. It's all about that, Ted. It's got to be, you got to be relaxed, ease into it, because even with a 5-day tour, we have time to be able to visit all of the provinces and visit all of the key important places and meet the people. So easing into the first day, and then the next day we'll go on another journey.
So you mentioned the bus. You know, I think a lot of people think when I hear the word bus, I think of 30 people. I mean, how many people are on your tours, Marty?
Well, we like to keep it smaller than that, Ted, for many reasons. But 8 to 10 people, we find that, well, it's more comfortable. It is a nice dynamic with that size group. I think with a larger group, you're most likely that your holiday is dictated really by how well you get on with the whole larger group. Smaller groups work better for what we want to do, because we're bringing it to the different sites and we're going to the local pubs. We don't want to arrive in 30 people on top of each other on top of the local pub. We're going to the real places. So the small groups like this, yeah, more preferably. Yeah.
Well, that sounds grand, Marty. And thank you for that. And thank you for listening. Again, we're here with Marty Mulligan of Ancient Ireland Tourism. And we've been talking about day one of Marty's tour. We look forward to you to seeing you on our next chat, where we're going to talk about what we're going to do on day two. So bye for now.